from KQED. The budget standoff in Sacramento is based in large part on an ideological split about how much we should pay in taxes for the services we receive in return, or how much in the way of services we're willing to fund in return for our tax dollars. But Californians don't pay or receive in equal measure. As part of our ongoing series Governing California, Scott Schaefer talked with one lawmaker on a campaign to change the conversation.
Sonoma Assemblywoman Noreen Evans asked a simple question. Which California counties are the biggest generators of tax revenue per capita, and which are the biggest users of government programs those revenues fund? Well, according to new data from the Legislative Analyst's Office, it turns out the largest tax generator per capita is Marin County, followed by San Mateo and San Francisco, all represented in Sacramento by Democrats who support tax increases to help balance the state budget. And conservative rural counties like Tulare, Modoc, and Yuba are the biggest users of Medi-Cal, foster care, CalWORKs, and other state programs. They're mostly represented by anti-tax Republicans. Assemblywoman Evans sees the situation this way.
People have lost the understanding that there's a connection between taxes and services.
In Tulare County, south of Fresno, Republicans outnumber Democrats, and taxes are about as popular as gay marriage. Republican Connie Conway represents Tulare County in the state assembly. She says she understands why residents in more affluent counties might resent sending their tax dollars elsewhere, but says she and her fellow Republicans are representing their own constituents' point of view.
It's not just the legislators that are hesitant to vote to raise taxes. The people that live here don't want their taxes raised.
That sentiment is easy to find on the streets of Visalia. Police officer Mike Flores puts it this way.
In fact, if anything, we need to reduce our taxes because I think that all of us, we're completely taxed out.
Politics aside, Fred Silva, a government finance expert with the reform group California Forward, says the state is heavily reliant on the income tax. So it makes sense that counties with lots of wealthy people, like Marin, will end up subsidizing counties with more low-income folks, like Tulare.
In a program that is means-tested, where you have a larger population of low-income people, then they're going to get a larger share of the allocation of those resources.
So how do people who live in the number one revenue-generating county feel, knowing that their money is going to Sacramento and then off to counties that don't support higher taxes? I came to downtown Mill Valley in Marin County to find out.
My name is Valerie Taylor. I live in Mill Valley. Yes, we're well aware that we're heavily taxed in Marin, and we're well aware that our taxes go elsewhere. They sure don't stay in Marin.
So it doesn't surprise you. Does it upset you at all?
Absolutely.
Inside the cafe, customer Jim Ward calls it a disconnect between political attitudes and political realities.
It's always interesting that people who are against taxes seem to not recognize that their own self-interest is being affected. If there is less taxes, there'll be less revenue for them.
Jared Huffman represents Marin County in the state legislature, where he sits on the Assembly Budget Committee. Like most Democrats, Huffman gets frustrated with the unwillingness of most Republicans to support higher taxes, even temporarily, to help balance the state budget.
We're going to have to start shutting down some of these programs. I mean, you've seen what the governor has proposed in terms of slashing the social safety net. That's going to hurt their constituents much more than mine.
Tulare County Assemblywoman Connie Conway acknowledges the poverty in her county, but she has a different take on the problem. She thinks reducing the level of tax revenues might force local governments to live within their means.
They would not maybe be able to offer all the services that they currently are bound to offer by law, and therefore maybe there wouldn't be such a pocket of poverty in California that has, you know, accumulated. And that's the problem. When you don't have the wealth to support all the folks, but you're mandated to support them, it can get out of whack really quickly.
Meanwhile, Sonoma Assemblywoman Noreen Evans, the Democrat who's following the money from coastal to inland counties, hopes the new revenue data helps forge a more bipartisan approach to balancing a very tough state budget.
It's not us versus them here. We are all one state. But we need the right information to know who gets affected and who pays in order to make good decisions.
Whether those decisions include higher taxes will be answered another day. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
In September, Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer and her Republican challenger Carly Fiorina face off in a public debate. What questions would you like them to answer? Tell us. Head to californiareport.org and look for the box Be Part of the Debate.